Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have to adjust it all with having several new linemen up front, or is it just proceed as usual with your
timeline? It's what practice is for, just get a really for them to get a, really feel of where I'm at back there. I think those, Velo and, Marcus has been in there with me and Ben Brown, and those guys have all played with me and, I've played sometimes. So just them getting, some reps of, where I'm at, where I like to be at, kind of just some extra, but I don't think it's kind of next man up, and that's the mentality in that room.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Christian Arcan Show here, hour number two, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And along with Boston, we are coming to you live all over New England, including Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can always stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps. That was Drake May. We have a second part of that quote, which we'll play for you here in just a minute. But that was Drake May responding to the changes in the offensive line and who some of these players are going to be and where they're going to be and how it's all going to look. He's very diplomatic, as of course you got to be when you're the quarterback, when you're the leader on the team. But you know that in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking, "Okay, this is it. let's see what this is all about. Let's see what this team and these guys are all about." We just gave you the Patriots inactives. There was a name that was not on that list that's been on the list almost every week, and that's Caden Wallace, who, as of right now, is active. And will be, I guess, backing up both Ben Brown and Mike Onwenu, maybe, right? Wallace is more of a guard or a tackle. I don't know what he is. He never plays. He's never even has a jersey on, so who knows what Caden Wallace actually is. But he is not inactive, I can tell you that much. It's all hands on deck on this offensive line. Vidarian Lowe will get the start at left tackle. Your starting left guard will be Ben Brown. Caden Wallace is the only other guard on the active roster right now. So either one of those guys stubs a toe, and Wallace is going to be in there. Your backup left tackle is Thayer Munford Jr. Munford and Sons. Mumford and Sons? What's the name of the band?
It's Mumford with an M.
Okay. I mean, it's pretty close. You know that Mumford and Sons, I read somewhere, is not a family, and they're all from England. I thought that was kind of lame. Mumford and Sons, that sounds like you run like a distillery down in Kentucky somewhere, and then you started playing and, tooting on the jugs or whatever, and that's how you started playing your music.
You're saying they're a bluegrass band?
Well, that's what that Mumford and Sons suggests, and they do play kind of folksy old music, right? Instead, they're a bunch of British guys, like, bleep off. Anyway, Mumford and Sons is your backup left tackle. And your backup right tackle would have been Marcus Bryant, but Marcus Bryant's inactive. Marcus Bryant is inactive. So here's the entirety of who could be playing offensive line today. Vidarian Lowe, Ben Brown, Bradbury, Onwenu, Morgan Moses, Caden Wallace, Mumford and Sons. That's it. I mean, that's it. It is razor, razor thin. And not to go back to this, but this is what a lot of us wanted when it came to the trade deadline. to avoid this, to avoid this being the situation that you're in. Did anyone get elevated today? I feel like there must have been some elevations off the practice squad. So maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree a little bit here, but who got elevated?
There was Jeremiah Farms Jr. on the defensive end.
Okay.
And then another offensive line was added, Brendan Hymus.
Brendan Hymus. Okay, well, add Brendan Hymus to the list. If you would have liked maybe for this team to have, in a situation like this where one or two offensive linemen go down, to have a little bit more in reserves than Mumford & Sons and Brendan Hymus, okay, then you're like I was, by the way, and like a lot of people were, then this is an opportunity to maybe say, trade deadline, kind of whiffed there, guys. How many sixth-round picks do we really need? Now we're plucking off the practice squad, giving uniforms to guys who have been inactive all season long in Caden Wallace. Mumford & Sons over there is your left tackle if anything happens to Vidarian Love. Like, it's a little scary. And it's going to be scary anyway. I mean, I know. Any team out there loses their starting left tackle, starting left guard, they're going to be one injury away from something bad like this happening. I mean, that's not something that only the Patriots can say is something that affects them. But you also can't deny that their idleness at the trade deadline was a mistake when you look at what maybe could have been here in a situation like this. Well, who would you have traded for, Arcan? I don't know. Someone better than Mumford & Sons, someone better than these people I've never heard of before. Someone that you'd feel a little bit more comfortable with out there protecting Drake May, your franchise quarterback, in the middle of this incredible season where, you know, the health of him really dictates any kind of success you're possibly going to have this year. That's why. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll have more on that. We'll have the second part of that quote from Drake May. But first, let's go to the phones. Jay is in North Carolina with a thought on the Giants. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Chris. How was your Thanksgiving?
It's great. How was yours?
I survived in spite of all my efforts. I survived. My sister treated me to the Golden Corral, and I said, I'll teach you a lesson if you need generosity. And I bought three meals. But anyways, that's another
Golden story. Corral. All right. Hey, I love the Corral, man. The Corral's great.
They are good. They
yeah,
are good. They
absolutely.
Produce, they put on a good feed.
Sure.
But anyway, I just want to say that the New York Giants and the Patriots are dangerous. They're wounded animals, and any wounded animal is a dangerous animal, especially the Giants. And I'm looking seriously, as you just mentioned, about the offensive line. Anything happens to Drake May, there goes the season for the Patriots. But I'm hoping that they'll put it together. And you didn't build my confidence up by mentioning the replacements, Chris.
Well, hey,
I mean, it is what it is.
That wasn't why I brought him up in the first place. But I just wanted to sort of point out that, you know, when you take a trade deadline off like that, they can leave you with the bare cupboard, which is kind of where we're at right now. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Mumford & Sons is going to be great. Who knows, Jay? But
I don't think you. I hope you are. I hope you are.
Right.
Okay. Have a. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for checking in. We had a very nice Thanksgiving meal, but I don't know if I can beat a triple header at the Golden Corral. And that's three meals at the Corral. Hell yeah, Jay. Hell yeah. I wonder if he did them all in a row. Did he do all, like, he had one meal and then he started the next one? Like the Bang Bang, the Louis C.K., the Bang Bang? I know I shouldn't reference him, but, like, that was a very fun. If you ever watched that show, Louis, he would do this thing with his fat friend where they would go to one restaurant and order a dinner. And after they finished the dinner, they would go to another restaurant and order another dinner right afterwards. It was called the Bang Bang. And I've never done it, but I've always wanted to. And it sounds like Jay did a Bang Bang Bang. All at the Golden Corral. He didn't even get up from his seat. So, props. Yeah, well, what can you say? Props. That is an eater right there. Let's go up to the North Shore. Joey is in Revere. Go ahead, Joey.
Hello. I just want to talk about Ramondre Stevenson and your thoughts of if we should have traded for someone else or if Henderson's the fix.
Listen, Ramondre Stevenson is a guy that I think they could have probably improved on either in the offseason or at the trade deadline. I think that there were moves to be made there. I think there were running backs, maybe not, that were going to replace Stevenson. I think anybody that you brought in was probably going to be just a change of pace back. I think that's kind of what Stevenson is now at this point anyway. And with Henderson had those two great games, but you can't really count on Henderson or any of these running backs to give you consent. The running game has been pretty lousy. And I'm not convinced it's all the running back's fault. right? Because I do think that Stevenson still has some abilities and talent, and I think in a different, you know, system maybe, or a different offensive line in front of him. For all the talk we've given about this offensive line and how good they've been better than last year. Have they really been that good? Have they really been like a great offensive line? Drake May gets sacked a ton. Their running game sucks. Like, what about this offensive line so good, really? I mean, you know, there's not – they're serviceable, and they're so much better than last year, it's not even funny. They're competent. And being competent is, for us, I mean, it's like you're starving in the desert and someone gives you a sip of water. It's great. But that doesn't mean that they've been awesome. You know, there's no Pro Bowlers on this offensive line. There's some good players and some good veteran leaders and some promising young rookies. But I think that, in general, this offensive line – has been kind of overrated around here just based on what we've had to endure for the last couple of seasons. And that's not their fault, but it is kind of, I think, maybe a distortion of the reality of what they are. And if the run game can pick up a little bit, then I'd maybe feel differently. But you couldn't run on the Bengals. And if they can't run on the Giants tonight, those are the two worst run defenses in the NFL this year. The two worst. And if they both stifle your run game, then that's not just a running back problem. That's not just a Travion Henderson or a Ramondre Stevenson or Terrell Jennings or whoever else is out there. It's not really their fault. That means that you've got a problem. You've got a problem with the way you're coaching the run. You have a problem with the way you're blocking the run. Like, that's a systemic failure. That's not just, you know, Ramondre Stevenson's not fast enough or Henderson's not, you know, tough enough or whatever it is that you might think about those guys. And listen, I mean, you can critique those guys. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying it goes beyond them. It goes beyond them. If you get stuffed in the run game back-to-back weeks by the Bengals and the Giants, that sucks. I mean, that means that you have a systemic problem in your organization with the run. That it's going to have to be fixed. I mean, listen, you're going to have to fix some of these things. And I know I keep saying that. And they keep winning. It's like, do they really have to fix any of this? Actually, maybe not, because they do keep winning. That's true. You got me there. But I do feel like at some point, not being able to run the ball, being at the bottom of the league and running the ball, is just not going to be able to be sustainable if you're going to be a winning team, if you have actual Super Bowl aspirations. And that's something they're going to have to reckon with, I guess. Maybe not. Maybe it just ends up being, you know, that's just the way things are. For the first time this season, Drake May is going to go into a game without his offensive line intact. This offensive line has played almost exactly the same starting five every single game of this year. And that means he's going to have to make some adjustments here. There's going to have to be quicker throws, quicker decisions. He may have to run more. I heard a caller just a moment ago. I guess it was Tim in Hanover. I forget who it was, but Tim in Hanover. Somebody was saying, you know, listen, the offensive line, it's going to be banged up, so they're going to have to do things very differently. I would argue that Drake May in this offense, in this passing game, as good as it is when they're on, he does take a lot of sacks, and he does it because he's not making decisions quickly. And you would think that's something they would try and coach out of him. You would think that's something they would really emphasize. All right, we're going to get the ball out early here, Drake. We want to put up some points. We want to try and, you know, get this defense, catch them on their heels, do all that, and we'll move a little bit quicker. And I'm not saying they go full quick game, you know, like the full Mac Jones quick game for the entire game, but just a little bit more of those kind of quick decisions. And you heard Brian Burns talk about it. Do we have Brian Burns? This is Brian Burns talking about Drake May and how he holds the ball a little too long and he waits the process and he does all these things. And I agree with Brian Burns. I mean, I don't think it was a very inflammatory thing that he said, but we've played this all week. Listen, I think this is absolutely true.
I'm really just getting to him, like hitting his blind spots, like his backside. Like, I feel like at times he's so caught up in, you know, making the right play or, you know, getting so caught up in his routes downfield, he just forgets about somewhat of what who's rushing him, if that makes sense. Like what I mean by poise, it could be a bad thing, could be a good thing, but what I mean by poise is that he takes his time, that he makes the right reads, and, you know, he tries to make the right play. It can also bite you in the butt at a certain amount of times if you know, you got edge rushers coming and you're not really too cognitive of where they are.
I said this on Sunday and I also said it late last week, but what I sort of take away the most from that Brian Burns cut isn't anything specific that he said about May holding the ball. I know that May holds the ball. I mean, we all sort of know that. We've all watched them. What I take away from that more than anything is that Drake May is not going to sneak up on anyone else this year. There is no one that is going to overlook Drake May or be surprised when he has a big game. That is not, those days are over. Those days were brief. You know, we didn't have a lot of those days. We had last season, I guess. But even with that, there was a lot of hype for him last season. Everybody wanted to see him get in the game. He did have some moments, but there was also the point that he was on this terrible team, and they were going to have to build around him, and they were going to have to do it real quick, or they were going to waste all his rookie deal years, et cetera. I mean, we all know what we were saying, and here we are in year two, and Drake May has ascended already. Absolutely, he's ascended to the point where opponents are watching all sorts of film on him. I mean, there is a lot of film out there on him. There is a lot of teams trying to figure out ways to get to him, trying to figure out ways to disrupt what he's doing. And what Brian Burns said there, I heard Ted saying this on Afternoons. It's nothing shocking. He holds the ball. He waits for plays to develop. He's got his eyes downfield. We got to get him. We got to go in there and get him. And, oh, by the way, Vedarian Lowe is protecting his blind side, which is nice for me, Brian Burns, and my 13 sacks that I already have this year. And we got big, fat daddy Dexter Lawrence in the middle there. And Abdul Carter, who's not done much this year, but is a guy that's getting a lot of pressures. And sometimes a pressure not can't be as good as a sack, but it can be close. You pressure a guy, he throws before he wants to. That could be a pick. It could be, who knows? And that, I think, is the matchup everyone's going to have their eye on tonight. I certainly will. I don't know. I mean, the Giants don't have a ton going for them. But if you look at them, in some ways, they're pretty similar to the Patriots. Giants just fired Shane Bowen, right? With Shane Bowen, they didn't get to the quarterback very much. They had 26 sacks. You know how many the Patriots have this year? 25. Okay, so they're two teams that just don't sack the quarterback very often. That's below average, I'd say. It's like 18th, 19th in the league, around there. With Bowen, their defense wasn't really a big blitzy defense. It was kind of like a movement up front, disguising your coverage type of defense. I don't know if they're going to move away from that completely. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be doing. How about this? Opposing quarterbacks have a 95.9 passer rating against the Giants defense. You know what it is against the Patriots? 93.9. The biggest difference between these two teams defensively, the Giants are the worst rushing defense in the league. Patriots are right up there. The Giants' opponents average 157.2 rushing yards per game against these Giants. 157.2 as a team, not just like one individual guy. But still, that's quite a lot. Quite a lot. On the other hand, the Bengals were giving up about that much, too, and they shut the Patriots' run game down as well. Biggest test tonight, I think, goes to the Patriots' defense. This is a game they should be able to win single-handedly. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying that they should be good enough to be able to do that against Jackson Dart and that offense. There's some reasons to be worried, sure. The O-line injuries, it's a primetime road game. The Giants are playing with absolutely nothing to lose tonight. But the Patriots haven't really played down to their competition this year, I don't think. And I still think that the infrastructure in this team, coaching staff-wise, everything-wise, is very, very strong. And if one thing, you know, we should have learned over the last 20-plus years of Bill Belichick is that when the infrastructure in the building is strong, that can lead to really, really positive results on the field. And this is exactly one of those type of games. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here, once again, is Joe Braverman. He'll get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, we'll be talking with the Boston Globe's Chris Price. He joins us right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, if they can change the defense in a week, I don't know. They're better than we are, but, you know, Matt, maybe he pressures more. Maybe he plays more cover two. Maybe they – I would have no idea. But I think that the structure has got to be somewhat the same. I mean, may want to pressure more. I think that the calls that they have, those can always change. I just – it would be really hard to completely change, you know, from an under front to an over and base and – you know, they were pretty multiple before, Evan. And so, you know, I think we'll just always have to be prepared for things that they could do. And, you know, maybe that there's more pressure on early downs or less pressure on third down or whatever those things have been. But I wouldn't have any idea how he would plan on calling it. We'll have to just see and make sure that we're prepared for anything that could come up throughout the game.
Starting at left tackle for the Patriots, Mumford and Sons. It's Mike Vrabel.
What if Mumford leads the offensive line and they introduce him like that? Here's Mumford and his sons.
And his sons. Patriots,
Mike Vrabel there talking about how to scout a new defensive play caller. Not really knowing what to expect here. The Giants did just fire Shane Bowen. And one thing about Shane Bowen is that he wasn't a big blitzer. Wasn't big on, you know, sending the house. Really more about disguising coverages and trying to confuse opposing quarterbacks. And it was, you know, not super successful. They were terrible against the run. And they're a bad team this year. They're not a good team. The Giants are a very bad team. And they still, I think, are a couple of years away from whatever it is they're trying to be. I also understand that their best player on offense is injured and is out for the year. I hope that he comes back and that he can get back to what he was, because I love Malik Nabers. I think he's a great player. And I love watching him play when he was healthy. It sucks that he's not a part of the NFL right now, that he's not out there on a week-to-week basis. He's a fun player to watch. Scataboo, another guy who's a fun player to watch. They've had real injury issues on this team. They really have. But they are not a team that I think the Patriots or anybody really should be taking for granted, overlooking, thinking is going to be an easy time to have here. The Jets were not an easy time. The Bengals, not an easy time. The New Orleans Saints this year were not an easy time for the Patriots. They lost to the Raiders. It was a long time ago that happened, absolutely. But you're talking about a team that for most of the year, and as we've gotten further along in the year, they didn't have an easy time with the Falcons. This is a team that I think is pretty tired, pretty ready for that bye week, and I think is going to have a tough time closing out these Giants. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a nice, easy, comfortable win. But there's a reason why Vegas has this line. It's 7.5. They know that it's a 10-2 team going up against the, what are the Giants? What are they, their record this year?
2-10.
2-10. I mean, it's, you know, inverse. The Giants do not have a win on the road. But there is a reason why Vegas thinks that this might be more of a struggle than maybe you or I think. We'll ask Chris Price about this. He joins us here in just a moment. The Giants only lost to the Lions by a touchdown. They lost to the Packers by one touchdown, 7 points. 7-point loss to the Lions. A 4-point loss to Chicago. Prior to that, they had two double-digit losses, lost by 10 to the Niners, by 18 to the Eagles. Lost to the Broncos by a single point. Beat the Eagles the week before that. Beat the Chargers this year. And lost to the Cowboys by 3 in week 2. They hang around. Giants hang around. And not just early in the year when they were healthier. They're hanging around now, too. They went toe-to-toe with the Packers and the Lions in the last 2 weeks. And neither the Packers nor the Lions laid 7.5. So, you know, I'm hesitant to do that with these Patriots. I'm hesitant to do that right now. Let's get to our guest who joins us now on the hotline. That would be from the Boston Globe, of course, the great Chris Price joins us here on the Christian Arcan Show. Mr. Price, how are we doing tonight?
I share your hesitancy, Mr. Arcand. I think that this feels like a game that the Patriots just want to get in, get out, have no one get hurt, and head into the bye week on a relatively up note. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I hope that they can accomplish that. I hope that this is the type of game where I'd like to see a get-right game for this offense, Chris. I think we were all expecting that last week. Isn't that what we all thought was going to happen with the Bengals? Finally, you know, Drake May and the run game can really explore the studio space a little bit here. Instead, they were sweating that game out, and that Bengals defense gave them a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and I also think that the fact that they lose Will Campbell, they lose Wilson, Morgan Moses goes down for a stretch, I think that played into it as well. I think the Bengals are a pretty good defense, and I think we saw that last week, and I think the Giants have some foundational elements on the defensive side of the ball, plus the fact that you are working without two of your starting offensive linemen tonight. I think that's all going to kind of figure into the conversation, but ultimately I think New England's going to have enough on both sides of the ball to come out of this with a relatively, a narrow victory. I think I predicted 24-20.
24-20, okay. Listen, I'll take anything. Certainly wouldn't cover the spread, but win's a win at this point. And it doesn't seem like the Denver Broncos are slowing down either. On the subject of those offensive linemen, you got Vedarian Lowe, you got Ben Brown, you got this Mumford kid, and the kid they just called up from the practice squad. This exact scenario is why many of us were kind of frustrated with the lack of action at the trade deadline. Is that something that you'd sort of look back at differently now, knowing what this situation on the line is?
It could have helped. I will say that. But you never know with situations like this. I think that they knew that their depth was relatively thin going into this season. As of a couple of weeks ago, the only guy who had missed more than a couple of games was Christian Gonzalez. They've been very, very lucky when it came to overall health of their blue chip players. But now you're in a situation where you don't have Milton Williams, you don't have Will Campbell, you don't have Jared Wilson, and so and you don't have Kyrus Tonga for this one as well. So I think it's going to be a challenge. And again, the goal tonight is just to kind of figure it out, let your offensive difference makers, kind of carry the day for you. This Giants defense really struggles against the run, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots run the ball an awful lot tonight and kind of take your chances that way. So it's not an ideal scenario for either side of the ball for New England, but I think they do have enough talent on both sides of the ball, combined with the fact that they're home and they have a better special teams grouping than the Giants. That's going to be just enough of a difference.
Brian Burns said that Drake May is a great player, but he holds the ball a little too long. He scans the field, and some of those sacks, not necessarily the fault of the offensive line. What'd you think of those comments, and what do you think about Drake May and the fact that he does get sacked a lot? Is that more a reflection of him or the offensive line?
I think it's a little bit of both. How's that for straddling the fence there?
Sure.
I do. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it depends on the situation. I think it depends on the pass rush. I will say this, that his pocket presence has gotten demonstrably better this year. Now, when I talk about pocket presence, it's a little bit of, scanning the field, kind of sensing pressure, moving one way or another, and knowing when to take off and knowing when to hang in the pocket for the extra second to be able to complete the pass. A lot of the sacks that he has taken this year, I'm not saying this is the only thing, but a lot of the sacks he's taken this year are situations where he's run out of bounds with, a yard behind the sticks, or, with a 0 yard gain. So that figures into the conversation as well. Is it perfect? No, but it's certainly a lot better than it was even at the start of the year. So it's a work in progress. We have to remember there are times, and we saw it last week when he airmailed the ball early on. He had some bad throws. He's 23. He's going to play poorly from time to time. It's not going to be a straight line from here to the MVP award. He's going to have, struggles. And I think last week was one of those struggles. And I think he could struggle a little bit going up against this Giants defensive front tonight.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I've pointed this out and got yelled at for it by various people. But Drake May has thrown 6 picks this year. 4 of them have come in the last 5 weeks. 2 of his last 3 games, his passer rating's under 90, which isn't terrible, but it's definitely, for him, that's not very good. Is fatigue maybe a thing here with him, or just, it's not a rookie wall, but the sophomore slump, like, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Like, is that something you think is happening right now?
I think there's fatigue across the board with this team. It's not just the quarterback. They've played, you know, this 12 games now. They haven't had a bye. They're tied with three other teams, including the Giants, for the latest bye in the season. You'd like to have the bye a little bit earlier, but given the injury situation around guys like Campbell, Wilson, Milton Williams, you'd take it right now. So I do think that there is a little bit of fatigue with this roster, given the amount of games they played, given the fact that they haven't had the week off. I think this schedule, at least as it exists right now, is setting up relatively well for them. We'll know, you know, when they come out of it and they have to play the Bills and the Ravens.
Is there, I guess the way I want to phrase this question is, does this team have the coaching infrastructure and ability with Doug Marrone and Josh McDaniels and everybody else to survive however long it is that they're going to be without at least their left tackle, maybe more than that, on that offensive line? Is that something that you think can be guys like Vidarian Lowe, guys like Ben Brown, can they be coached up to not have there be too much of a drop-off here?
Yeah. Look, you're going to have a drop-off because Wilson came into the league and instantaneously he was an NFL-ready guard. And so, you know, you start with that. And, you know, there's a reason that Will Campbell was the fourth overall pick and then, you know, in the draft this year. So you're going to have a natural drop-off. But the goal is to minimize that drop-off. I think that they are in relatively good shape when it comes to coaching. You talked about Doug Marrone, and he's done a really good job with this group. What you need to do, the guy you need to look to, and we talked to him about it this week, is Josh McDaniels, is to be able to scheme up something, you know, a series of plays where you don't have to worry about Brian Burns coming off the edge and snapping Drake May in two. You're going to look for a running game to kind of keep them on their toes. You're going to look for some play action. You're going to look for some quick passes. Really, the goal here for the Patriots tonight should be to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers as quickly as possible and allow them to get that yard, you know, those yards after catch. I don't think Keyshawn Booty is going to have, you know, the necessary home run ability without Will Campbell in the lineup. There's going to be a domino effect there. But I think this is going to be a big tight end game, a big Hunter Henry game, Trevon Henderson, Ramondre Stevenson. You're going to get the ball in the hands of the guys who can create good yards after catch for you. So that's the goal tonight. Again, you want to minimize those offensive linemen, you know, the drop-off you're going to get in the offensive line. It's not going to be pretty at times, but the goal is more, I would say, you know, it's more on Josh than it is on Doug Marrone at this point.
Now, I agree with you. I think yards after catch is going to have to be an important factor for this offense, because if they get within 10 yards, you know what happens then? This team, for whatever reason, in the red zone, when it's goal to go, just really, really struggling this year, on display last week against the Bengals. I don't know if it's going to get any better with Vidarian Lowe and Ben Brown in there, but what's been the key problem there?
Every time I see Jack Westover play, I'm reminded as to how good James Devlin really was.
Yeah.
You know, and if they want to keep running this offense, I was joking about this with some other people this week, they have to find themselves a better fullback. And so I think it kind of starts with that. Yeah, the red zone stuff is weird, man, because this offense has played so well in so many other areas over the course of the year. They just can't find a way to punch it in. They had six tries from the one. They only came away with one field goal last week. So that's something that needs to be resolved. The other thing I would submit to you, the weird, frustrating little thing about this defense is their inability to stop opposing teams on their first offensive drive.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for an Achilles heel on both sides of the ball with this Patriots team, I would submit to you, like you said, the red zone offense and the inability to slow opposing offenses on that first drive. If they can punch it in from the five tonight on their first drive, and if they can hold the Giants to a field goal or no points on the first drive, then that certainly sets the table. That has them pointed in the right direction when you're talking about, getting things off on a good foot tonight.
All right, before we let you go here, Chris, not necessarily an NFL question, I guess kind of. He was Jackson Dart's old coach. What do you think about this Lane Kiffin situation?
I'm an LSU guy.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if this could have been handled any worse,
yeah.
You know, by Lane Kiffin or LSU. There's so many other ways, so many better ways you could have gone about this business, and to see it end for him the way it did at Ole Miss. And I think it was a great story for him at Ole Miss, and I think he did great things for that program. But to be able to kind of start on this note at LSU is kind of a sour note. If you're an LSU guy like me, I'm going to be interested to see what he does, how he tries to revive the program, but it's certainly, you know, certainly not the way you want to kick things off.
No, definitely not. All right, I believe your prediction tonight was the Patriots 24 and the Giants 20. Do I have that right, Chris?
Yes, I initially picked the Patriots to cover, and I am not confident about that at all. In Friday's, if you have a copy of Friday's Boston Globe, you can go ahead and take a Sharpie to that and you know, adjust accordingly. So I think New England's going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover in this one.
I do have a copy, but it's covered in gravy, unfortunately, so I don't think I can read it.
I'll get another copy out to you.
All right, thanks very much. Chris Price, great stuff as always. Thanks for jumping on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. Chris Price joining us here from the Boston Globe, joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We have one more Patriots-related segment. We're going to talk about what a win means for this team and what a loss means for this team tonight. And then we are going to really, really dink around. Joe Braverman and I, we're going to drop a little acid and just get weird. That's what's going to happen. I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. But we are going to get weird. We will get weird. But that's coming up after 8 o'clock. In the meantime, one more segment of your phone calls, Patriots-related phone calls. And if you want to call about the game while the game's going on between 8 and 10 o'clock, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. The phone number, again, is 617-779-7937. Quick break, and we're right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of a strike while the iron's hot type of mentality when you see sort of the landscape of the AFC, and so you don't want to just, you know, split the remaining games and, you know, go out wild card weekend. I mean, there should be a little bit more.
You don't want to, but the likelihood is they could. I would be surprised if they lose three in a row. Excuse me. I don't expect them to, but I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if they lost the Giants.
Wow.
Ooh.
I would.
Scale 1 to 85, Keith.
Oh, 84.
80.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
Two? Something like that.
Giants
Giants
are rough.
So, wow. Okay. So, you don't
expect it. Again,
no,
I don't expect
it. You just wouldn't be surprised.
It.
I got it.
So, when whatever friend of mine retweets that.
Yeah. Brian, clip that. Yeah.
He aggregates it.
Don't quote his quotes. One thing Tommy Curran hates is when you quote him directly. It's the Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. I love Tommy Curran. We asked him about that on Sunday. He was like, just for the record, we're like, no, we know, Tom, you don't expect it, but you wouldn't be surprised, right? Got to thread that needle. I get it. I do it all the time. All the time. It's a game that we play. Tommy Curran said he wouldn't be shocked, wouldn't be surprised. Doesn't expect it, but he wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't blow his mind if they lose the next three. Would it blow my mind if they lost tonight? Yeah. Yeah, it would. If they lost, it's one thing if they don't win by 7.5, but if they lose outright at home to this Giants team with Jackson Dart in his first game back, no Malik Nabers, even with two offensive line guys missing, I've come to expect certain things from this Patriots team. I've come to expect that they play smart down the stretch. I come to expect that they're well-coached and well-disciplined and that they don't make mistakes and give, you know, to give away points and give away games. They haven't been doing that. A big part of the reason why they've won 9 in a row is because of those things I just mentioned. They have a very good quarterback. They have a good, not great defense. They have a run game that is not really all that impressive. A pass game that sort of comes and goes at times. And all in all, have been, you know, benefiting from playing against bad teams mostly, but more than just playing against bad teams, allowing bad teams to make bad mistakes and act like bad teams. Patriots haven't done a lot of that this year. It's noticeable because for the last 2 years, that's all they did. Under Belichick, under Mayo, it didn't matter. They were dumb. They committed a ton of penalties. They had no situational awareness whatsoever. And it didn't seem like it was getting any better anytime soon. And that's not every single player. Obviously, Gonzalez is very good. Drake May is very, you know, he was good last year. He wasn't great. But all in all, they were kind of a dumb team. I mean, you just didn't really know. And that's, you know, head coach and everybody else. Like, there was a lot going on there. A lot of people in their first ever time working is the jobs that they were working in the NFL, including your quarterback, but also your head coach and also your offensive coordinator and also your GM and also everybody else. I mean, it was ridiculous. Last year was ridiculous. And it needed to happen because they needed to break out of the Belichick death spiral they were in, which was going nowhere. I mean, they completely ran the team into the ground. And so now here you are. At 10-2 on a 9-game win streak, shocking the world every week. Shocking me every week. And now here come the New York Football Giants. A team that's given you all sorts of hell in the past, really.
G-Man!
They really, really have. There is not a lot of margin for error here if you're the Patriots. If you really want that number one seed, if you really want that bye in that number one seed, you don't have a ton of margin for error right now. A win tonight would mean you remain the top dogs in the AFC and the NFL for that matter with 11 wins, 11-2. You will be going into the bye on a 10-game win streak if you take care of business tonight. And this is important. You will be able to, as a team, shake your ass at all the haters like me and everybody else who said the offensive line was too thin, you didn't do enough at the trade deadline, this roster has been very lucky that they haven't had a lot of injuries, and now as soon as they have those injuries, that could really spell trouble. And if they go out there and they take care of business and they whoop up on the Giants tonight, and that left side of the offensive line holds up and Drake May has a big night, then they'll be able to thumb their nose right in our face. Because whether it's the Giants or any other team in the league, I don't care who it is, this team has played 13 straight games, 12 straight games, whatever it is, 12 straight games without a break. And we are late into the season here, folks. We are late into the season with some young players and a bunch of guys who all just got here. And when I say just got here, I mean just got to New England and have not played together before at all and are all kind of, as Vrabel said, galvanizing together here at the same time in real time as the season goes on. But even with that, there are aspects of this team that need improvement. There is another level that I feel they can still get to. And I'd like to see them take a step towards that next level here tonight. A loss tonight? A loss tonight would be pretty bad. It wouldn't be the end of the world, but it would mean a little bit of separation for the Denver Broncos as the top team in the NFL, in the AFC. They would be the top team. And after watching them last night, and watching Marcus Mariota march down the field and score in overtime, watching Mr. Mariota go down there and score in that overtime with the against the number one D. I know they were on the field a lot, but like that's the number one defense. That's the best defense in the league. They were gifted all these penalties, and they still somehow. One, Terry McLaurin, that one gets called back. Deebo Samuel hit him. I mean, they were getting schooled at the end of that game. And I was shocked. I was shocked. As soon as they scored that touchdown, I thought, well, this one's over. No way they're going to let Mariota march down the field and get in the end zone. And that's exactly what happened. They just couldn't get the two-point conversion. Anyway, A loss means that that Denver team would be now with a little bit of separation, the number one team in the AFC and the number one team in not just by tiebreaker, by everything. And then you have a whole nother week to see if they can create more separation next week after that. And that's when the bye sort of becomes, you know, you don't want to play forever, but now having the break while this other team passes you and maybe even creates a little bit of separation, that's tough. Home field advantage with a loss tonight becomes much more of a mountain to climb. It's not a guarantee right now, but it's a lot less of a guarantee if you go out there and you lose tonight. The stability on the offensive line becomes front and center. Okay, if that's how they lose, I mean, I guess they could lose some other way, but if May is getting his bell rung and that line, defensive line for the Giants is disruptive and throwing them off and, you know, putting them on the ground, then that's going to be a major talker here through the bye week and through the rest of this regular season and the playoffs and whatever else. This offensive line is going to be, I think, front and center here. The lights are going to be very, very bright tonight. And also on that sort of same note, Vegas, their hesitancy to put the Patriots in the top 10 for Super Bowl odds. I know they just cracked the top 10, but they're like 10th, you know, behind all these teams that they've really outplayed this year. Although I haven't checked it today. I'll check and see where they are. But even if it's changed today, the fact that they've been skeptical about this team for the last month plus, despite their big record, despite all of these wins in a row over the course of this 9-game win streak, all of that. Drake May playing at that great level, Mike Vrabel and the great environment that he's sort of fostered there as the head coach, all of those things. They will be justified. And worse than that, if the Patriots lose tonight, Cam Newton is going to look kind of smart. That fool's gold thing is going to look a little bit, and that is the way it's probably out of all those things I just listed, Cam Newton getting a little check mark, getting a little feather in the cap there about the Patriots, that's probably the one that would hurt the most.
Don't keep poking this bear.
Because I have talked a lot of crap about Cam Newton over the last week or so here. I really have. And even if they lose the game, it's not going to mean that Cam Newton's analysis was profound or anything like that. It's not going to mean that what he was saying had any depth to it or that he backed up his points with any sort of real data or info or stats or anything other than really just saying a bunch of words in different vocal tones and volumes of his voice. I said this on Sunday, but Cam Newton and that thing he did, do we have that sound of him going back over what he really meant with the fool's gold? It's unbelievable. He sounds like when Austin Powers gets thawed out, when he was like cryogenically frozen and they thaw him out and he pees for like 20 minutes and then he can't control the volume of his voice. That's what he sounds like. Cam Newton, I don't know what he's doing. It's like he's auditioning to be like a voice actor.
If you need Cam Newton to be the chip on your shoulder, by all means, brother, let it become a boulder.
I thought I had love in it when...
What is he doing? Okay, all right, Cam, I don't know. I'll say this. No one else is doing it like that. No one else is doing that particular brand of football analysis. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Ready for my prediction? I don't think the Pats cover tonight either. This might just be me on a cold streak because I thought Denver definitely would cover last night, but something about this matchup, something about the O-line, all of it. The fact that it's the Giants. Patriots 31, Giants 25. That's what I think. Patriots win. They don't cover. High-scoring game. I think we're going to have a high-scoring game tonight. I don't know why. I just have a feeling that we will. So there you go. 31-25. Patriots beat the Giants tonight at Gillette. At home, in front of Randy Moss and the Manning cast and everybody else.
And those awesome red jerseys.
And they are awesome. Those are awesome. I really, really like those jerseys a lot. The only thing I wish they would do is when they do the all-whites from that era. You know, they do the all-whites with the silver helmet. It's like, no, guys, if you're going to do the all-whites, do the Stanley Morgan, the all-whites from the Stanley Morgan era. That's what I want to see. Steve Grogan, Stanley Morgan, etc. That, if you're going to do the all-whites, that's what it has to look like. All right, no all whites with a silver helmet. That's stupid. It defeats the purpose. This with the red, except all whites. And I don't know if they've ever done that. Have they ever had that? Have they ever done a all-white Pat Patriot throwback jersey? I'm not sure that they have.
I want to say it was like 2010 the last 2010? Time they did that.
Okay.
I feel like I remember seeing those white ones.
Maybe you're right. I can't remember if they have. But either way, they should do it more often. And there you go. That concludes the Patriots portion of the show tonight. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I guess they don't kick off till 8:15. So if you want to keep the Pats conversation going, you certainly can. Again, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll take you right up to kickoff, and we'll have our 8 o'clock headlines all coming up next here on the Christian Arcand Show.
I thought I had love in the wind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.